Well, welcome, everyone. Whether you're a morning person or day or night person, you can always listen into Advance anytime. Isn't that true, Campbell?
Yes, definitely. We are with you wherever you are.
And we also have another person with us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Albert.
Albert, it's good to have you here. And we're going to find out whether you're a morning person or not, but you are definitely an advanced person, aren't you?
Definitely. You know, Amanda and I, we work with Doris on Advanced Magazine. We love bringing you this great content.
And we have interns with us sometimes in the summer. Some of them are going back to school. Some of them are staying. But we have one of our interns with us today. And how are you, Mr. Sunshine?
I am well. Thank you for having me here.
And you know, your sister used to be with us, wasn't she?
Yes, she wrote for a studio classroom.
Well, that's good to have you with us. And so as we start our lesson today, it's on page 12. And we're going to talk about a subject that doesn't seem very deep, but it can be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because often people will say, oh, I can't get to work on time. I'm just not a morning person. Is that a very good excuse, Campbell?
No, it's not. You can wake up if you try.
We do have alarm clocks, and even on our cell phones, we can set them. And so whether you're a morning or night person, I'm not so sure that that's 100% true, because I'm a day and night person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very active at night, but I also can get up in the morning.
Right.
So I don't know. What are you, Campbell?
I think I've become more of a morning person after becoming a father, because my children wake up really early.
Oh, that's true. Children. Mm-hmm. Some people have animals. Dogs will lick your face or something. That wakes you up too. But what about you?
Well, I really liked what Campbell said, because it's his priorities shifted to his children, which is really romantic in my opinion. I am I used to be a night person. Now I'm a morning person. I really like hiking, so on the weekends you have to get up super early.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so it's conditioning.
Well, what you have to do, whether you have to get up or not, too. Yeah, Sunshine, what about you?
I am a morning person. I can get up early, but it really requires me to sleep and go to bed at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I can stay up late if I conditioned myself to do that, but I can also wake up early if I've conditioned myself to do that.
Well, we know that everybody should get enough sleep. We've had a lot of articles on that, and sleep is important. It restores our minds and our bodies and everything. So whether you're a morning or night person, you should get your sleep. But I think some people are what they call a night people, but they still have to get up in the morning. So let's not use that for an excuse, right?
Right.
So our lesson is on page 12, and we'll start out for some tips so you could get the most out of your morning if you say you're not a morning person. So let's read the first section down through line 11.
Are you a morning person? 4 tips to help you get the most out of your mornings. Mornings are not for everyone. Knowing that our own bodies may be wired to prefer a certain time of day is certainly a relief. But many of us still have to wake up and function during those first daylight hours. So, what can we do? We tapped a variety of experts, from sleep experts to nutritionists to life organizational pros, to share their tricks on how to make mornings less stressful and more pleasant for even the most after hours of night owls.
Well, this gives us 4 tips to help us get the most out of our mornings. And perhaps a lot of people think that they don't start well in the morning. Doesn't mean that it's hard to get up, but, you know, they get to work and they say, oh, it's kind of hard to get started.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different meanings to this. Don't you think so, Albert?
Yeah, and I really like this opening sentence where it says, hey, knowing that our own bodies may be wired differently, this word wired, and I just imagine opening a computer and you see all these different wires connecting different things. So the human body for everyone is a little unique, a little different. You know, they're set up differently. Some people like chocolate, some people like vanilla, some people are night people, or what we call night owls. And some people are morning people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says mornings are not for everyone means that people don't always enjoy the morning.
Right.
I think it's good to enjoy the morning if you're a morning person or not. This is a new day. Mm-hmm. Let's see what it holds for us.
Yeah.
So we can find out more about it. And many of us still have to wake up, and we have to do things in the beginning of the day. So what can we do? I don't think anybody in this room really has a big problem with mornings. I don't mind working in the morning, do you?
I don't. I mean, I think I definitely am more awake in the mornings. You know, I think I can do most of my thinking in the mornings.
Oh, I actually really enjoy our working hours at Studio Classroom. We start really early, and we also end the day really early, and we can go out and enjoy our time with family.
You don't go home and go to bed. You go home and do other things, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. We need to get a certain amount of sleep. That's true, you know. But it says here that they have tapped or they have checked with or asked some experts, these sleep experts and nutritionists who think we need that. And other people called life organizational pros. My, that's a lot of people. They asked to write this article, didn't they?
That's right. And life organizational pro is a specialized term. It's someone who is an expert at helping others bring balance and order into their lives.
I like the part that says they're going to share their tricks on how to make morning less stressful. So sometimes you have to trick yourself into, okay, I don't like mornings, but there's some things I can do. So it's kind of like a little, I don't know if it's really a trick or not.
Yeah.
Some things you can do.
Training yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Changing your attitude and perspective.
That's better.
Yeah,
word,
definitely.
Right? Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Training's better. To make it even, you know, better, and even the, for most after hours of the night owls. They call people night owls because owls like to wake it up at night and watch.
Stay up late.
They watch and they have their open and they see if there's any creatures running around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they always call people night owls. If you stay up late, they often call you a night owl. But Studio Classroom has got so many owls because that's one of our symbols. So we got day and night owls here. But what about night waking? I think we should read the next section and find out about that.
One, night waking. Poor sleep quality can explain why we sometimes wake up from 8 hours of snoozing and feel like we only clocked in at 4. It's normal to have one or two awakenings, but more than that leaves us feeling groggy in the morning because of the fragmented sleep, explains Shelby Harris, director of the Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at Montefiore Medical Center.
So we're talking about night waking, and so we're talking about how poor sleep quality can explain why sometimes we can sleep for a long time but feel like we didn't sleep much at all.
Right. Sometimes people say, well, I got 8 hours of sleep, but I didn't really sleep all the time. I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep, mm-hmm. and so I clocked in, or I actually only got about 4 hours. I was in bed a long time, mm-hmm. but I didn't get that much sleep. I feel sorry for them. When you go to sleep, you sleep pretty soundly, Campbell.
I do. My wife is sometimes very amazed. She's like, did you hear the baby screaming last night? And I say, no, I didn't hear anything.
You were sound asleep.
I was sound asleep.
Well, it's a good thing your wife can wake up for that.
Campbell, do you feel earthquakes?
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
No, when I sleep, I sleep. I think that's a blessing, I think.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I can go, you know, people can call me on the phone and I can talk to them and then I can go right back to sleep. So I don't really feel like I just got a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? When you wake up in the night, do you have any problem going back to sleep?
It really depends on the circumstances, but generally speaking, no, I don't have a problem. But that's only because I don't wake up during the night.
Yeah.
I
fall
asleep.
What if somebody calls you on the telephone?
If somebody says my name and wakes me up, then I might have problems going back to sleep.
You might.
But it depends on when during my sleep cycle I am.
It might depend on what they tell you. If they tell you some disturbing facts or something, then you might, you know. I don't know. Sometimes when we live in other countries, people call us from London or from New York, and I say, do you know what time it is? It's 3 o'clock here. Oh, I didn't realize it. But I can go back to sleep, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, let's see. I would, you know, usually I would like complete silence.
I know, but what if we called you for some reason? Would you be able to go back to sleep?
Doris, you
I might try it sometime.
Doris, you can call me all you want, but my phone is turned off, and I even have earplugs.
Oh, my goodness.
Do not wake me. Please.
I keep my phone in
I hope
my
I don't have to
room.
Wake him up for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't keep my phone in my bedroom when I'm sleeping.
Well, I do, because we get calls from all over the world from people.
Well, you're more important than we are.
No, it's not important. Yeah, but we know people all over the world, and sometimes they have something to come, and, you know, it's hard for them to find the right time.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I'm not that important. People don't try to find me in the middle.
Well, I don't know if it's important, but they just like to. But I think, you know, some people do get up a lot, but and then they feel kind of groggy. And to feel groggy is just sort of, you see, I'm not with it. I'm kind of sleepy.
Right. Yeah, because as Sunshine was saying, we go through sleep cycles, so it's important to go through those sleep cycles. But when you keep getting interrupted, you're not really able to get into that deep
rest. You don't
rest.
Feel rested there,
right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so we have this word groggy here, which just means you're awake, but you still feel really sleepy, and you're just not fully conscious.
Well, some people really have a problem with, you know, just waking up and they just can't go back to sleep, or they go watch TV for a while or mm-hmm. something. But I always tell them, well, you know, take a hot bath or drink some hot milk or something.
Yeah.
Some people do have that problem.
Yeah, and some people actually have a physical problem where, you know, they stop breathing, right? It's called sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah, well, that's something else.
Where they can't, they actually wake up because they've stopped breathing.
Well, that's something else. That's medical,
Yeah, so if a lot of people have problems with night waking, they have fragmented sleep. And fragmented means to be broken in small pieces or separated.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's normal, though, sometimes for people to get up in the night. But if you get up too often, then that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So night waking could be a problem, I guess. But I don't know about, what about this idea of snoozing when it's time to get up and say, I think I'll just sleep for 10 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read about the science of snoozing.
Two, the science of snoozing. The snooze button does more harm than good. Nodding off again sends you into a light and fragmented sleep. Multiple snoozes can leave you feeling groggier than just getting out of bed the first time. Instead, be honest about the time you intend to get up, and then enjoy every last minute of shut-eye, so you can wake up alert and ready to go.
Who can tell us what the snooze button is?
It is
my... Do you have a snooze button on your phone? Or on your clock?
Well, yes, we have. I do have a snooze button on my phone, and what that does is it tells the alarm to stop making noise and to make noise at a certain time interval later.
10 minutes later.
10 minutes is usually the time.
Do you ever use it?
I never use it.
I kind of set mine sometimes if I have to do something very important. What if I have to get up really early to catch the airplane? And you get up at 4:30 or 5, this time I don't usually get up.
Right.
Then I'm afraid that I might oversleep.
Mm-hmm.
So then I set the snooze alarm just in case I go back to sleep.
Right.
Not because I plan to, but if you have to get up at an unusual time, you might do that. Do you ever set yours?
I don't usually use an alarm. I mean, I have two kids with our kind of my alarm. They don't have a snooze button.
Right.
But, you know, I when I was younger, I did use the snooze button a lot just because it was hard for me to wake up in the morning.
So then you can go back to sleep, and then the alarm goes off, then you say, oh, I have to get up.
Right.
Have you ever used the snooze button?
I do not anymore. I just leave my phone, which is my alarm clock, far away from my bed. So I have to get up and walk over and turn
off. I thought you turned it off, so how can you hear it? You said you turn off your phone.
Yeah, you said you turned off your phone.
Oh, I meant the cellular part.
Hmm. Oh.
Because I was going to say, if he turns off his phone, how can I wake up?
Right. So you turn off the airplane. You go into airplane mode.
I go into airplane mode.
Okay. Well, that's pretty complicated. You know? Right. Anyway, you might forget to turn it off when you come to work, too.
That's right.
But you have to be honest about the time you intend to get up. So if you want to get up at 6, then set it at 6. Don't set it at, quarter of or quarter after, just set it at the right time.
Yeah, so when you hear your alarm, just get up, because as we talked about earlier, the fragmented sleep is not good. So if you hit the snooze button, you're not actually going into deep sleep. You're actually just going into this very light, fragmented
snoozing,
sleep.
Snoozing, right. Yeah, well, sometimes you say, oh, I just need 5 more minutes. But 5 more minutes, you still say, I need another 5.
Right.
So sometimes snoozing doesn't really give you the sleep you need. You might need a whole hour.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. And usually what I find is, you know, the first few minutes of waking up, maybe I'm not as awake. But as I get out of bed and I start moving around, then I wake up and I'm fine.
But here we talk about shut-eye. It says here that people say, oh, I need a little shut-eye, which just means I need to close my eyes. I need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No, a little shut-eye. But how does it feel to be groggy? Have you ever felt groggy?
I have before. The last time I really remember feeling groggy was a day I only got about 4 hours of sleep.
Mm.
And that was due to a social gathering, actually, at a friend's house. We stayed up way late into the night enjoying each other's company, and it was a wonderful time. I had a blast. But the next morning...
You were a little groggy.
I felt it.
At night, we can be a night owl, but boy, in the morning, you might be groggy.
Yeah, I'm always struggling between, you know, going to bed, because, you know, when you put your kids to bed, right, then you're like,
quiet.
Oh, then it's quiet and I can do my
own
stuff.
Time.
Yeah, but then I end up staying way later than I should have, you know, and then I go to bed and then the next morning I'm really tired.
A little bit groggy sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, well, groggy is the word. It means that, you know, you're not quite clear about everything, see. But it says here that one of the things you have to be careful of is... to actually, when it's time to get up, just get up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell yourself to say, no, when the alarm goes off, I'm getting up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people who are really morning people, they don't need alarms. They say, oh, I wake up every morning when the sun comes up. I know some people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those. I might wake up, but I'm not sure.
Right.
So I like to set the alarm.
Yeah.
Yes, I could wake up about the same time. But if you're going to go to work, you don't want to be late.
Right.
Don't you think it's safer to set an alarm?
Yeah, it's definitely better to have an alarm.
Yeah, because you might just oversleep. It's not very good.
Not at all. I feel like those people who can wake up on time every day are like roosters or something.
I think for me, I wake up at the same time every day, you know, and so it's kind of just become my body's habit to do it.
Right.
Right. So I don't need an alarm.
But it does help.
It does help, unless, like you said, there's a special circumstance
time,
where
right.
you need to wake up especially early.
Right. Well, and then what's number 3? It says to don't ease until your work day. Let's read number 3.
Don't ease into your workday. It can be tempting to plow through the easy things early on, checking email, scanning the headlines, but it's wise to tackle the bigger stuff first. Getting to work on the most important tasks not only ups the chances that they actually get done, but it also leaves you with a burst of accomplishment to take with you the rest of the day, says Jason Selk, co-author of Organize Tomorrow Today.
So don't ease into your work day. What does it mean to ease into something?
To ease into something means you start off with some easier tasks and then you gradually move into doing the more complicated, more difficult stuff.
That's kind of sounds like it could be good advice. Like when you exercise, they say don't just go out and run real fast. Run slowly or do it slowly. So for your body, sometimes it's good to ease into your, exercise, don't you think?
Yeah, I think when we're talking about our bodies and our muscles, it is good to do that. But I think in this case, with our mental energy, it's good to just
Can't
give yourself
Can't we ease
that.
Into it just a little bit?
Well, Doris, I don't know. I mean, you have us start with chapel every morning. That's
I get here before that and do
you
that.
You do. You get in at 7:30 or earlier, yeah.
I get in at 7, But, you know, but usually you start right out with see what you have to do today. You don't ease into it, you know.
Right. And I think the reason why the article wants to have you start with some more complicated tasks, is in the morning, that is when your mind is the freshest. It's when it's the most ready to
should be
ready to start. So you can probably think of a lot more creative or better solutions in the morning than in the afternoon when you've solved a whole bunch of other stuff, you have a bunch of other things on your mind, developments have occurred. So perhaps that's why the experts here say that you should deal with the more difficult or more challenging and important tasks right away.
Yeah, this goes back to how psychologists about 40 years ago discovered that our willpower is like a muscle where the more we use it, you know, the less willpower we have. So in the beginning, in the morning, I'm reading advice nowadays in the news where they tell you, like, hey, don't check your email. You know, in the morning when you're at your freshest, when you have the most willpower, save it for yourself and tackle on the hardest task first.
Sometimes email has some pretty hard tasks. So if I check my email, there might be some things. Do this right away, or they're waiting for this information I have to get. So checking my email could be a difficult task. Not always an easy one. It's not your personal ones, but, you know, business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those also have chance of, I think, creating situations where your attitude might not be the greatest. So if you suddenly read an email where something bad has happened and you get really discouraged by that, that could also affect not just your work day and what you get accomplished, which could affect your sleep, and that could cause just a massive chain reaction.
So. That's true if it's bad news or something. But sometimes, like in our emails, we get a lot of things that, you know, to check some article for the magazine or something like that. Get one from you, Albert. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it's business things, so it was kind of hard to say, but your own personal email is one thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then just looking at all the headlines and seeing what's going on and in the world and so forth. So they say it's better to start with or to tackle the bigger stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
So what are things you have to do? What's the first thing on your agenda for your work? Do you think that's a good idea?
I think definitely, because as Sunshine was saying, you're freshest early in the morning, so you're able to focus better and get things done more.
Right, because we're going to have to make this radio program. You better get ready for the program and not do your personal email, right?
Exactly, or Facebook.
Or Facebook. Facebook can take a long time to, you know? But getting to work on the most important tasks, well, then you'll get those done. So it's good to get them done first. And it gives you more time to feel like you can do the rest of the day. So this is what they say, organize tomorrow today. That's a good talk, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Organize tomorrow today. Get ready.
Very good title.
Yeah. What about number four?
Four, save social media for later. Schedule a social media block later in the afternoon to check in when you're likely to need a break anyway, and save the morning for the important stuff.
So that means your Facebook and all those kind of things. If you start in on Facebook, there's no end.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to save that for later in the day, especially at noontime.
Right.
On your lunch break, maybe.
Yes, that's right. So schedule a time when you can check in. And so, because social media can be a big time sucker, right? You get on there and then you just start looking on things, and you watch videos and different things. And after a while, you're like, an hour is gone and you don't realize.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens, but on Facebook, I find that I will I'll just check Facebook for like a second, and then I go back to work, and then suddenly, I don't know how it happens, but I'm back on Facebook, and I'm like, wait, wasn't I just here? I thought I was supposed to be doing work now.
We'll have to check on him later and see what's going on. But not only just looking at Facebook, you know, they'll ask for your comment, and you say, oh, I'll say something, or congratulations, or something. So by the time you start making little remarks on there, then it really gets longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, there has research that has been shown that, hey, Facebook actually makes people sad, or it changes their attitude and perspective. Our fellow coworker Ben uses this great app which blocks his Facebook from certain time to certain time, so he can't check it until...
That's because he's younger, he has no discipline. When he gets older, he'll discipline.
But I like how he's using these tools that are available to help him out.
That's right.
And one thing it mentions in the article is that you should, if you are going to check Facebook, you should do it in the afternoon where you'll likely need a break anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I find, especially is during, when you're working in the day, I know I personally can't just work all day during the work day with nonstop, with no break. I just get really tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn how to pace myself and give myself little breaks, either by giving a less demanding task or by checking, I don't know, Facebook or Twitter or something.
Or have a little coffee or tea break, is what I do.
Yeah, a coffee
and
or tea.
And talk to your fellow workers.
That's right. Talk to your boss.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's even
take
better.
Her out for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. But, you know, you don't want to get involved in all that when you're supposed to get your job done. Mm-hmm. And I think it's true. If we get our job done first, then we can enjoy the break more.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's true with anything.
Yeah.
You know, if you, like, with your money, too. If you set your money aside and put it for the things that are important, then you can, you know, if you have extra, you can do other things.
Right. Get the important things done first. That's always good in your scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for being with us today. And whether you're a morning person or not, we all want to enjoy the morning because mornings are beautiful when the sun rises and the world is fresh.
Right.
And be thankful for a new day.
That's
Let's genshi, let's really enjoy every moment that we have.
I just realized this article is missing the fifth tip, which is you should start your morning with a dance, with us.
That's right, that's a good way to start the day. Okay, and so thanks for being with us now, and we'll see you again soon. So listen in every day, and have a great day, morning and night. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.